This is the Elaine Newsday Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States aimed at ending decades of war in Afghanistan. He told the 3,000 delegates at the assembly Sunday that the Taliban have promised to begin direct negotiations with the government with a permanent ceasefire at the top of the agenda following the release of the prisoners. The pact agreed to last February 29th called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding. The insurgents have freed all the prisoners they were to release in a phased process. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States does intend to hold the Taliban to these commitments. The U.S. has already begun a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under its part of the deal, bringing the U.S. military level to about 8,600 personnel from around 13,000 at the time of the agreement signing. Well, globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States. And now Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. More than 19.6 million people have been infected globally with COVID, with the U.S., Brazil, and India at the top of the list.